Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Hi, Eric. I drive 294 every day and regularly see a large pickup truck that has something attached to them that says Scorpion Traffic Device. I'm wondering, what do these trucks do?
I don't know.
I've never seen that.
I don't think I have either.
Anybody else seen that? I drive 294 every day and regularly see large pickup trucks that have something attached to them that says Scorpion Traffic Device. I'm wondering, what do these trucks do?
No clue.
This is the first I've ever heard of this, Diana. Can't help you. Maybe someone can. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. If anybody knows what Diana's referring to, maybe you've seen him or you know what it is, you can give us some insight. 312-233-1019. Scorpion Traffic Device. Let's see if we can find out. And whoever is the person who clarifies this for us, we're going to send Melissa over to your house, and she's going to hack up into a Kleenex and show it to you if you'd like.
Oh, only if you want.
Yeah.
Only if
you want. Which is nice. She would offer that up. Violetta, as a traffic person, never heard of it, right?
No, I haven't.
All right. Melissa is a former traffic person. You ever hear of it?
I hadn't heard of it, but when I looked it up, I've seen it before, but I didn't know what it was.
Whip, as a guy who likes to go to the flea market in Alsip, have you heard of it before?
I haven't.
You ever seen a flea market down there?
Oh,
big
definitely.
Flea market down there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Scorpion Traffic Device. Hi there, Chris.
Hi. How you doing?
Excellent. What is that?
It's a crash device that it unfolds, and it protects the workers in front of the vehicle.
Okay. So it's that, collapsible thing?
Yeah. When they hit it, it takes away the pressure of an accident.
It distributes the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
It even will knock off a semi.
Wow.
Right. Softens the blow.
Wow.
Yep.
I had no idea. All right. Thank you. You agree with everything you just heard there, Ken?
Yeah. It's correct. What it does prevents the people that aren't paying attention to what they're doing with their phones,
mm-hmm.
protect the workers from getting run over by the car. So it takes the impact of it, but it does act as a scorpion, so it folds over like itself, like a tail, and then it opens back up. That's why it's called a scorpion.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
So when it's traveling, it's folded up on top of itself like the scorpion's tail, then it opens up. And when the car's impacted, it collapses, takes the impact, and protects the driver and all the construction workers.
That's perfect. Thank you, Ken. There we go. Now I have a greater understanding. It mm-hmm. is not an evil woman.
Right.
It's actually a protective traffic device.
Okay. Right. What a great invention.
Wow.
It is.
Been here 30 minutes. I already learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the only thing. I only have a limited amount of ability to learn today, so.
Don't worry.
That might have filled the old bucket.
Oh, my gosh.
The bucket of learning. Blind man asks Facebook group for descriptions of their dogs and gets internet gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I just threw it out to Melissa. Hey, give me a description of your dog, one word. Playful. Very nice. That's said, whip out your dog.
Sweet.
Okay. And then
we were just leaving all the
good
stuff.
These are the nice people. Here we go. These are the real people. Caitlin.
Snaggletooth.
Oh, yeah. One word for your dog, Mary.
Bitey.
Bitey. There we go. One word for your dog, Bill.
Dumb.
Oh.
Yeah. One word for your dog there, Becky.
Jackass.
Oh, man. Top three. In at number three, one word for your dog, Tony.
Jag.
Okay. Tony.
Mitzi, one word for your dog. Mitzi.
Oh, Surly.
Sure. Okay. Surly. And finally in at number one, one word to aptly describe your dog, Elizabeth.
A-hole.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Surly, bitey, jackass, jag, a-hole.
You just love that your dog.
Sweet and playful. There we go. A-hole. I know, you give that dog everything. And what does it give me in return? Nothing but grief. Right, Mary?
Exactly.
All right, Elizabeth, well done. Let's find out what's trending on Twitter today. We recapped a few moments ago what was trending on Twitter all year long. Now we're just going to go specific to today as you get to work. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys. What's up?
You all set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. In at number three.
Okay. There's an airport in Lithuania that has managed to take all the prohibited items that they confiscate every year and make a Christmas tree out of it.
Lovely.
So this tree is made with hundreds of
shanks
knives.
And shivs and...
Yeah, you got some knives here.
Way to recycle.
You got hand grenades.
Box cutters, lighters, bullets, small daggers.
Yeah, it's basically a Christmas tree of murder.
Yeah, exactly. So the airport is hoping that this will remind all those who fly in Lithuania to not try to bring these on to
pistols,
the plane.
Right. Yep. Shotguns.
Okay. Yeah, they say that
sending a message.
On average, they receive over 100 plus prohibited items every hour that they have to take away from people. The tree is pretty hysterical, and we have a picture up on our Twitter if you want to check it out.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
So Scarlett Johansson and Niall Horan seem to get a ton of attention this weekend on Saturday Night Live. And it turns out that this was one of the most viewed episodes of the year.
Wow.
And it might be due to the fact that Niall Horan performed his new song, Nice to Meet Ya, for the first time live.
Nice to meet ya.
And Scarlett Johansson also confessed her love for her fiancé, Colin Jost, where she said that this was the place that she met him, that she fell in love, but there was a lot of action happening over there.
Did you see that during her open, when she did that, Scarlett Johansson?
I didn't see that one yet.
On YouTube yesterday, yeah. Oh, yeah, professing her undying love.
That's nice. I only saw the end, and it freaked me out because I forgot that they were together, and then they kind of like gave each other like a big kiss. I'm
big
like,
romantic
whoa.
Kiss like under the mistletoe.
Oh, yeah, those two. Got it.
More on that coming up. Nice to meet you too, Niall. And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
So speaking of YouTube, 2019 is coming to an end, and it's the end of the decade. So YouTube has released its most watched YouTube music videos of the decade. So it's kind of crazy that the first video on YouTube with a billion views happened over 8 years ago, but now there's over 100 of them. But the most top viewed video of the decade was Luis Fonsi with Daddy Yankee and Despacito. That was the first one.
Right.
That was followed by Shape of You by Ed Sheeran with the next most rated views. And then Charlie Puth with Wiz Khalifa. He made the top three with See You Again. And those are the top three most viewed videos.
Even this past year, that's still top three, that video, huh?
Yeah, still hanging on
crazy.
There.
That is unbelievable. All right, thank you, Mel D. Appreciate it. Tim's in trouble. Over the weekend, went and got a MacBook charger.
Mm-hmm.
Been without one for a couple weeks and figured, I'll just go get one. Got home, left the receipt on the counter. His wife saw it. She's like, Oh, great. There you go. That's what I bought you. So Christmas is ruined. Yep. All over a MacBook charger. And then she says there should be a moratorium of at least a month where you don't buy anything for yourself because it might ruin someone's gift idea. Violetta is all on board with that. Melissa says that's unreasonable. How long of a moratorium should there be?
I would say, I would say a couple of weeks.
All right. 2 weeks on the moratorium. Weeks. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who already ruined Christmas, you know your gift. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
So, all right. So this weekend, I wrap all my gifts so I can make sure I have everything I need and I have some time to shop still. So I'm super excited. I have an air fryer for my daughter. She can ask for it forever.
Nice.
Her boyfriend, she comes to me after. He's like, guess what he bought me? An air fryer. I was like,
Oh, no, man.
Boyfriend hijacked you.
Never liked that guy anyway.
See, so now should that moratorium be in place right there? Although the boyfriend did give it to her, so she didn't buy it for herself.
Yeah, but...
So she got off the hook on that.
He was like beating the mom to the punch.
Well, it's an everyday thing, like Melissa was saying. Maybe they were planning on putting together some kind of a big air-fried meal. Hi, Donna.
So, I ruined Christmas by buying my own ceiling fan. And having my daughter go pick it up in front porch because I was out of town.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you bought a ceiling fan? I said, yeah, why? She's like, I guess I'll be returning the one I bought you.
Christmas is ruined.
No.
That's it. You're getting socks. That's it. No ceiling fan for you. You bought your own. Now your budget just got slashed in half. Already ruined Christmas. Megan.
My siblings and I went in on a gift for my dad, so I ordered it from Amazon to deliver to my house where my parents and my brothers live. My brothers are going to wrap it.
Right.
And it didn't get delivered in a cardboard box. It got delivered in the regular packaging box. So when my dad got home, he saw the record player that got delivered.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Got your dad a cool record player so he could kick it with the vinyl.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, all his like Led Zeppelin vinyl from back when he was in high school. Now, he already knows. Hey, Christmas ruin.
Hey, if anyone's listening, I want one of those.
Hi there, Andrea. It's all about you. Andrea, Christmas is already ruined.
Yes. So yesterday, my husband took some pictures on his phone when we were at our friend's house, and I grabbed his phone to text them to myself, and I'm going through his camera roll, and I'm like, why do you have pictures of a treadmill in your camera roll?
No reason.
He goes, oh, because I bought you one for Christmas.
Oh, there's so many ways for it to be ruined.
That happens all the time when guys, like a couple of guys are out at the bar. Like one guy will look at the other and go, hey. Don't let your wife see your phone, man. Because maybe she'll see the pictures of the treadmill you bought.
Right, that's what they're hiding.
That's what we tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Guys, any of your wives want to see your phone, go, I wish I could, but there's pictures of treadmills on there, and I don't want you to see that.
Right next to the pictures of the girls, put some necklaces.
I don't want to ruin your Christmas. Violetta is sweating profusely.
I sure am. This is the hardest thing I've done since I've been here.
As we have another installment of Santa Selection. Hopefully you were listening Thursday and Friday. Now you see the results of those efforts. What's Bob, father-in-law Bob, going to get from Michelle for Christmas this year? Let's say hello again to our good friend Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us again. Are you nervous?
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Last week, you told us, Michelle, that you were having one hell of a time buying for your father-in-law, Bob, and you'd like to turn over the gift-giving ideas to Santa Violetta in Santa Selection. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and I really appreciate the help.
Okay. And there was some confusion on Violetta's part. She thought that she was going to be able to offer you a variety of options, and we all know that doesn't work. Nobody does that. So she's been able to narrow those down, she says, to some different items for your father-in-law, Bob. About to share those with you. We'll tell you where you can get them, and you agree to buy these for him and then report back to us in the new year how well it went over.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's review a little bit. Melissa,
sure.
For example, we learned last week when we were talking to Michelle about Bob. What stood out to you?
Well, you know, it was interesting because him and his wife like to go to dinner at Seasons 52.
Right.
That's like their favorite place.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. He's a big burger guy. He drives a Ford Fusion white car.
Right.
He's retired.
Right.
He's a musician. He plays the bassoon.
Bassoon.
Yeah.
Bassoon player. Doesn't he play with an orchestra or something along those lines, Michelle, out there in Palatine?
Yeah. A concert band.
Yeah.
Are they available for, like, weddings and bar mitzvahs and that kind of thing?
Probably. Probably.
Maybe we should book them for the big mixed holiday party next year.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm,
Bob,
mm-hmm.
The bassoon player and his whole band. Bob's right. band. I like it.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably somewhat important to know he's kind of like a Home Depot guy, so it must be like a fix-it kind of guy.
Gotcha.
Not important for this list.
All right. Well, let's cancel that off. Yeah. All right, let's go live over to Santa Violetta. Hi, Santa Violetta.
Hi.
Now, you have narrowed down the items, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what we're going to ask you to do is, how many are on there?
Four
items. Okay, we'd like you to tell us what each item is, what it retails for, and where you found it. And then we'll have this whole list available for you, Michelle, okay?
Okay.
We'll give you all the details later. You don't have to write it down.
And you'll go pick all this stuff up, and I can't wait to see how much Bob's going to love it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Item number one on the Santa Selection list for your father-in-law, Bob, Michelle. Buckle up. Here it comes. Santa Violetta, go ahead.
Okay, so you used to get him black clothes for his concerts when he played the bassoon. So this is kind of a funny version of that. It's called the Funny Bassoonist Bassoon Play Orchestra T-shirt. Whoa. And it's got like a joke on there, like an optimist, a pessimist, a realist, and then it says a bassoonist.
A bassoonist?
Yeah, and then it's got like the bassoon inside water. I don't know, it's kind of funny.
It's bassoon comedy.
Yeah,
all right.
I think he'll like that.
Is he a I like to wear comedic t-shirts kind of guy?
I think he might enjoy that one.
If I never run across a bassoon comedy t-shirt.
Where'd you find the bassoon
it's
comedy
t-shirt? It's a really classy store called tpublic.com.
All right, bassoon t-shirt. I'm writing these down for you, Michelle, so we can keep track.
And
bassoon
that
t-shirt
retails for $14.
$14, okay. Okay. 14 of the 100 is gone. Item number two.
And this is really cool because I want one of these. It's called The Book of Everyone, and it's a unique personalized gift filled with wonderful snippets of the day you were born.
Oh.
So it's all about your birthday and all the cool things that relate back to that day, inventions, funny things, jokes, maybe important things that happened that day. And that retails for $34.99.
$34. Why did you settle on that for father-in-law, Bob?
Well, because everybody has a birthday.
Okay.
And everybody likes things personalized.
Gotcha.
And it's fun to go through that because I think he can, like, read it while he has his morning coffee.
There you
go. That's what I'm envisioning.
How do you feel that'll go over, Michelle?
I think you might like that.
Okay. All right, we've got two mites. We're on a roll. All right, halfway home.
Halfway home.
Okay.
That's $50 roughly down, 50 to go. Violetta, okay. Item number three on Santa selection.
So this is a custom dog photo pet clock. It retails for $30, okay. And you can put your picture of the, what was it called, like a cuckoo? Your dog?
What kind of dog is Bob have? What is it?
Cavapoo.
Yeah, Cavapoo.
Wait, it's a dog photo what?
A clock.
A dog
so, the,
photo
so it's
clock.
A clock, and then the picture of the dog is the background, so
right.
It's really cute.
Right.
And he likes his dog. You can get that at Zale.com.
Zale?
Wait, how much was that one?
$30. What are you checking my math?
$30. No, we are now at $80. The photo pet clock so he can wake up to his Cavapoo,
yeah.
Which is what I like to do when I get up.
True. You know, our boss, Captain Hollywood, has a Cavapoo.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I saw that on Instagram.
Maybe send Captain Hollywood, our program director here, and your father-in-law, Bob, out to dinner.
Right.
Might be fun.
With their clocks.
Yeah.
And their dogs.
Very nice. And finally, Santa Violetta on Santa selection, item number four.
Item number four is an acupuncture mat and pillow set.
Okay.
No, it's acupressure, but it's like acupuncture. It has the same same benefits. It helps your sleeping cycle. It helps you relax. Helps your muscles rejuvenate.
It's an acupressure what?
Mat and pillow. You sit on it, either like on the couch or
Isn't
you can lay on it.
Is it one of those pokey things?
Yes, it's
Ooh,
a pokey
those
thing.
Those hurt.
No.
Not Bob.
No, these are relaxing.
Okay.
And because you said he likes to wear comfy clothes and sometimes he goes on bike rides, so I figured he can use this afterwards to just, like, let loose and chill.
Let loose and chill. Bob's going to let loose and chill on his acupressure mat and pillow for the low price.
Of $20 on Amazon.com.
By my math, that's a cool 100 right there.
$98.99.
Very nice. Michelle, when you called last Thursday with great expectations, have those expectations been met?
Definitely not one gift I would have thought of.
There we go.
Well, that was the point.
This is going to be a whole new Christmas for you. All right, so we're going to get you that list, Michelle, all right? You're
okay.
Going to go out and buy all four of those items. Then you're going to give them to your father-in-law, Bob, on Christmas Day. And after the first of the year, when we get back, we're going to call you the first day back. And you can tell us how it just slayed Christmas.
Perfect.
All right.
I feel like I ruined Michelle's Christmas.
Oh, I think this is going great.
I understand your pressure, but
this
you know, you never know
great.
How it's going to go.
I think he's going to spend most of his holiday laying on a mat of needles.
Acupressure.
Reading his book about the day he was born in his bassoon comedy t-shirt.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Of his dog.
Man, the bassoon comedy t-shirt laying on a bunch of spikes. I can't think of anything.
Not spikes.
More relaxing. That's great. What time is it? I don't know. Ask the Cavapoo clock.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
8% of people have kissed blank under the mistletoe. Very small amount, a very small minority, but they have kissed. Who under the mistletoe? Elizabeth.
How about their ex?
Their ex. No. Oh. Okay. Wonder what percentage of people have kissed their ex under the mistletoe.
0.
8% have kissed Josh under the mistletoe. They haven't kissed you, Josh, but what do you say?
A stranger.
A stranger. Good guess as well.
Ooh, that is a really good guess.
No, it's not that. 8% have kissed who under the mistletoe? Ken.
I'm going with your boss.
Your boss is exactly right.
Whoa!
That's the reason we threw this mixed morning mind bender at you.
Wow.
A little huggy bear kissy face with the boss.
Well, you know,
Fun times.
Under the mistletoe, you gotta oblige.
You gotta do what you gotta do. There are rules. Now, why did you get so freaked out, Melissa? You threw your hands in the air like you just didn't care?
Exactly.
Why?
Well, I kind of thought, is this like a naughty kiss, or is this more like an office work party, like kiss on the cheek?
Does that make it okay? Kiss your boss under the mistletoe?
I think, you know, if you're there, I think the
general theme of the mistletoe
is that it's naughty.
It has a general quality of romance to it, the mistletoe does. Generally, not to overthink this too much, but the larger issue being 8% of people have kissed their boss at the holiday party.
Right. I like overthinking.
Yeah, I know you. But you've never once kissed anybody under the mistletoe.
No, but I'm going to at some point. I'm doing it.
We didn't have any, it was the big mixed holiday party on Friday. By the way, Mel D made it there.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept texting in a full panic about whether or not she was going to make it. How long did you sit in traffic to make it back for the holiday party?
For like an hour and 30 minutes.
There you go, 90 minutes.
Was it all
but you blocked. Posted and you showed, and that's what's most important.
I did.
They actually made note of that, just so you know.
Oh, awesome. Way to go, Mel D. Nice.
Good move.
Are you going to tell the story?
I don't think they're...
Well, though, real quick, you had me text her that you and Captain Hollywood just said, forget it, turn around, don't even bother.
Right.
And I texted
just
Mel
to
D
put
that.
Put her in a full panic.
Right. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack.
And then, the boss's like, nah, don't even bother.
Yeah, then we let her off the hook.
Yeah, that's fine. Where was I going with that? Oh, back to the mistletoe. We had no mistletoe at our holiday party, so there was no kissing of the boss. The results of a Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, all about love. There was a lot of it. You heard Nice to Meet You There, Niall Horan on Saturday Night Live. Colin Jost from Weekend Update is engaged to Scarlett Johansson. She was the host.
Mm-hmm.
She professed her love for him mm-hmm. a couple of times.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet and a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's enough. That's plenty.
And then I saw a Dennis Quaid insurance commercial. I thought, all right, what's up with that guy? Because, he's got the new fiance. I think he's like 62 and she's like 22.
Yeah.
Have that right?
Something like that.
Like 40 years apart.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, he'd made a comment, you can't help who you fall in love with, right? So I was wondering, and I want you to write down your answer, Melissa, Whip, and Violetta.
Okay.
So I saw the Colin Jost, Scarlett Johansson. I see the insurance commercial. And I wonder, how long does it take to fall in love? Just if you were to put a time frame on it. How long? Write down your answer right now. How long does it take to fall in love? Like, for example, Erica, if I were to ask you that question right now, how long does it take to fall in love? What do you say?
About 2 months.
About 2 months. 2 months, you believe. And have you been in love once, twice, multiple times, never?
I'd say twice.
2 months on both of those?
Yeah.
All right. 2 months it is. And then there are people with this perspective. Julie?
Yes.
How long does it take to fall in love?
Okay. I thought long and hard about my answer, and I took about 3 seconds to answer it, and I said 2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
Okay.
2 days.
That's all a very right. Dennis Quaid answer of you.
Right.
Like, I don't know. She's a hot girl. I was in love. What do you want from me?
Yeah. He's got to be quick.
2 days. So you believe love happens almost instantaneously.
Well, I thought about, I couldn't fall asleep. And I kept thinking about them. And then I was like, is it going to be like that the next day? And it was. And I think that's why I fell in love.
Yeah, but don't you think...
Cynthia just handed me all the answers. Cynthia, can we get an average? Yeah, go ahead. What were we saying?
Don't you feel like that could happen like every other day? Like, if you, like, find someone that you're infatuated with, that's not really love.
Maybe it is.
It could turn into it, but it doesn't always.
Maybe Julie falls in love a lot. You fall in love a lot, Julie? Well,
yeah.
No, just once.
All right. Melissa, what was your answer?
Well, I had to change it up. So I started with... I had to... I'll explain it.
Okay.
I had 14 dates because you said how long. And so I figured that would probably be, like, three months.
I had 14 dates, like you wrote down, March 12th. Is that what you're telling me?
Like you've been on 14 dates.
Oh, I thought you just selected 14 dates. June 17th, August 23rd, September 14th.
You
usually
are so
late October,
funny.
Like October 28th.
Yeah, well, I'm charting everything.
Okay.
So I figure, that would maybe be like 3 months.
Give me a time frame.
3 months.
3 months, you said.
Yeah.
All right. Whip.
3 months.
3 months. The two of you are perfect for each other. You know what? Pat should feel threatened.
Written down. I didn't write down any dates.
No, I didn't.
Pat should feel threatened. Violetta?
Well,
I'll be interested in yours. I actually think yours is going to be longer.
Yeah, I said a lifetime. But
a lifetime. Yeah.
But if I had to put a real time stamp on it, I'd say a year.
A year.
To warm up to someone.
Of our 10 different answers that we had answers all over the board from 1 year being the longest to 1 minute being the shortest.
Oh, like love at first sight?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should be able to fall in love at first sight. The average was 79 days. 79 days, give or take 2.5 months.
Okay.
Yeah. That's almost 3 months.
Right.
That's like 14 dates.
The second best answers were February 24th, March 11th, April 17th. 14 dates. Let's find out. I've fallen in love, as we learned a few minutes ago. It takes on average 79 days. That's what many of you said. Okay. And then the Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes moment came, and they were slobbering all over each other. So I want to see if this is true, because I was reading this morning about this. Melissa, I asked you if we could find the astrological signs for each. Have we had any luck?
Oh, yeah. It was easy to find.
All right. What do we have?
So Shawn Mendes was born August 8th, 1998. So it's like 8898. And he's a Leo.
He's a Leo. Okay. And what is Camila Cabello?
So she's a Pisces born March 3rd of 97.
Why am I asking this? Well, let me tell you. Because the Zodiac Zone, where we go for all our astrological questions to get answered, says these are the Zodiac couples with the least sexual chemistry.
So when
you pair these two Zodiac signs together, you'll get no fire.
Oh, really?
No fire whatsoever.
Wow.
Once again, the two, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are...
Shawn Mendes is a Leo and Camila Cabello is a Pisces.
Ooh, it's close, because the number one set of Zodiac signs that have the least sexual chemistry is Leo and Cancer.
Oh.
Leo and Cancer.
Hmm.
Number two is Virgo and Sagittarius. Not a good sexual chemistry romantic mix. Anybody? Any Virgos?
No. Can I request one? Can you tell me? No.
Can I request one?
Oh.
What are we?
Never mind.
We're not playing Shawn Mendes songs right now. What are you going to request?
No, I was going to request the mixture of Pisces and Taurus. What's that say? Is it good or bad?
No, see, these are the Zodiac couples with the least sexual chemistry.
Just the two worst. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Is this for you personally?
No, I was just wondering about Pisces and
At
Taurus.
Number three on the Zodiac couples with the least sexual chemistry, Aquarius and Capricorn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, you're in there on that one, too.
I am on that one. And finally, Pisces and Leo.
Bad
for the Leos.
Yeah.
Leos have to choose very, very, very carefully, particularly when they're in the Zodiac zone, right? What's the matter with you, Melissa?
Well, you said the last one was Pisces and Leo?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that means Shawn and Camila, they're terrible for each other.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God, who knew? It's so fake.
Yeah,
right?
They're lying.
So fake.
They're lying.
Really, pretty much all this is. Everything we do, pretty much all morning long.
No, it's
all
not.
All fake.
Okay, we cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50...
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit comed.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.